Jack just mentioned how Rex Ryan's a good friend of his. They still talk. Who are your good friends in this league that are the coaching ranks?
Oh, I guess.
Do you have friends?
I got a couple. I'd say probably I talked, you know, Kyle Shanahan's somebody I talked to. Bill Lazor down in Miami. God, I'm trying. Greg Roman in San Francisco. Just to name a couple guys. Guys that I, you know, those are probably some guys that I talk to occasionally. Not a lot.
Is there always a healthy exchange of ideas? I mean, even off season, during season?
Not really. You're kind of keeping your, you know, your tricks to yourself. You don't want to share too much. You know, if you play a division that you're not familiar with, you might talk to them about their team. But you don't give anybody too much.
What made Demaryius more comfortable last week?
I just think he got in a rhythm. And we could tell by the way he was practicing all through the bye week and then that whole week of practice he had, he was on point. You could tell he was kind of tired of not feeling like he was playing like himself. And I think he just shut everything out and just played ball.
For a guy that's had the success he has to come in and catch the 250 extra balls to put in that extra work, is that unique to see from a guy that's already that good, that established, to know that he has to put in that extra work?
I think all the good players that we have, they put in extra work. I mean, I sit out here and watch during practice. That's all these guys do is they throw and they catch. And, you know, same thing with, like, watching Peyton. I mean, we work on stuff, and you just keep thinking to yourself, we're working on this again and again and again. And it's just that's how they get to where they're at. They just keep working on the same things, and it becomes repetitive. But the great ones don't allow it to bother them.
You saw Demaryius as a rookie. What do you think now when you see him in terms of how he runs routes and just handles his?
He was a great, you know, go route runner, and basically he could take a step off the line, and that was about it. But he's come a long ways. It's fun to watch him now because he can do the whole tree, and just the way he's developed mentally has probably been the most impressive thing because they didn't really do a whole bunch in college. And now you can see he takes our playbook, he knows it inside and out, and it's very rare for him to make a mistake.
We're shown each week how hard it is to quarterback in this league. Is it for you, is it processing information that is the challenge because so many of them fit the bill athletically, the blueprint, but yet they just have trouble beyond the line and issues like that. Is it processing information is a challenge to play quarterback in this league?
I think so. Everything happens really fast. And to be able to make an adjustment at the line of scrimmage, make sure everybody's on the same page, and then be able to go out and read what the defense is doing and put the ball in the right spot and then throw it accurately.
Right.
I mean, all those things put together, it's not – if it was that easy, there'd be a lot more guys we'd be talking about. Instead of saying, here's the top five big guys, you'd be saying, here's the top 15 guys.
Right.
But you don't even say that. There's three or four guys that people talk about, and every week they go, oh, this is going to be a tough matchup. And then past that, it's – you know, I'm sure there's a lot of defenses that just say, yeah, we're better than what this quarterback's going to bring.
You seem do you feel like you're a little thin at running back now? You guys did bring in some veterans and took a look at them but decided not to. I guess that's you're confident in what you got?
I like the three guys we got. We've stuck with that group that whole way, and with Monte going down, Ronnie was really making some stride. We had a little bit of a setback. We missed some time that week in practice, and then now we're back up to speed, and he played really well last week. He gave us a little bit of a spark. You know, he got through the line quick and made some explosive runs, which we hadn't had in a while. And, you know, Juwan I feel comfortable with. And then CJ's, you know, he's shown me that he can do it. The numbers didn't fall his way last week, and he was down. But, I mean, I like that group. I mean, it's a sharp group, and they run hard, and we just got to make sure we're on it this week because this is probably one of our tougher matchups as far as scheme-wise.